podcast time from XFM. A week of shows and the best of them. Lots of chat and not much tunes for boring legal reasons.
Hello there, welcome to podcast number 30 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. On today's show, Jackie Mason, the legendary American comic, swings by to mainly criticise us quite a bit. Denzel Washington pops up. We'll play Quiz Face by getting inside Matt Dyson. We talk about the brand new M25 tour. Please stay awake. And we talk about your made-up games. Let's begin.
Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.
Did you see the Brits last night, Matthew?
I saw bits of
saw bits of the Brits.
I saw bits of the Brits. It's very polished, isn't it?
Very polished.
Very polished show.
I suppose so. I didn't realise we were critiquing the production elements to it.
I felt there were far too many suits in the crowd. Every time you saw the artists go up, they were getting their hands shaked by music industry bigwigs.
One of the thought counters, police. Yeah, exactly.
The number crunchers.
Those guys.
I don't want to see them.
Really?
No.
It's a jolly for the suits, though, isn't it?
It's better off when you don't see them. I don't want to see them.
You don't want to see the suits?
I know they're there.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see them.
Good. Wow, the anger. I was not expecting the conversation to go that way. The suits this year looked a bit pleased with themselves to be there. You know,
yes, always, there was a smug air about
them. Hugely smug, but also very excited to just be near a television camera.
Yeah,
You know, they're supposed to be playing it cool, aren't they, the suits?
Yeah, exactly. One of them walked in front of Corden during a link.
He did, yeah, he did. The arrogance of the suits.
I know.
The arrogance of the bean counters.
They think it's their event. They think they own it. Well,
it's all for them.
I suppose they do. Actually.
Technically, they do. Yeah. Technically, they do. But they were all smiling at the cameras, and one guy was just waving. Did you see during Blur? It was like the producers were trying to make Blur look like the least cool band ever by cutting to people in the crowd who just, because you're watching Blur and you go, oh, this is a great track, and look, Alex and Damon, they all looked brilliant. Then it would cut to Louis Spence dancing away, and you're like, oh, that's ruined it. And then you get back into it, it's like, oh, now Park Life's happening. It cuts to Sid Owen or Alan Carr doing a drunken high kick. It kept delivering the cool and then whipping it away from you.
Uncool cutaways.
You felt very uncool by proxy.
Wow.
Watching the Brits, watching Alan Carr doing a high kick. What was Sid Owen doing on Adele's table?
What was he there for?
I'm amazed that wasn't trending worldwide. Just kind of people going, what was Sid Owen doing?
What, Ricky from EastEnders?
Ricky from EastEnders? You get Adele, a bunch of the suits, the thought police, the bean counters, and then for no apparent reason, Ricky from EastEnders.
Maybe they just had a spare seat. You're right, who can we get to fill this at the last minute?
Has it gone that bad that he's doing Ricky? He's not doing seat filling now, is he?
XFM.
Good morning, it's the XFM Breakfast Show. My name's Danny Wallace and Matt Dyson. We have a proper legend in the studio this morning.
Oh, yeah, certainly. One of the biggest US comedians of all time.
Absolutely, the legend that is Jackie Mason, everybody. Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Hello. After that introduction, I don't care how I am. Just the fact that I'm still living is close enough.
you're an older man, but that only sets you up as more of a
relative,
legend.
It's a relative time. To you, I'm an older man. To me, I'm very young because I look around and I find people even older than me. They're not easy to find. Most of them you have to go to a cemetery to find them. But they still exist. Maybe not in living form, but they still exist.
They're still somewhere. Hello and welcome to London. You've been here a little bit now.
This is late for a welcome. I'm here a whole week and now you're giving me a welcome.
Yeah, I know,
In other words, I wasn't that important to you if you had to wait a whole week to find out.
No.
And I'm so welcome.
No, I knew
what
you
if I had to
town?
Depend on you for a welcome and I came in and I find out that it takes a week to find out I'm welcome.
Yeah.
By this time I would have left already.
It's a slow welcome. But that just, it's a welcome worth waiting for.
Well, I got no respect for this type of welcome.
Welcome. I'll backdate the welcome to last week.
I know you have
week.
A partner in the show.
Absolutely.
Why do you deserve the chair and not him?
Wow.
Why? Because I saw you were a little bigger than him, so you told him, I'm sitting here whether you like it or not.
Exactly, yeah. It's a status thing.
I organise the welcome parties and that's right. I messed up.
You can't afford two chairs? Is that how big? Is that how slow the budget is?
It really is, I'm afraid.
This is some budget if you only got one chair.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we've had to send the work experience
in town to get you a Diet Coke.
You also have only one shirt, I noticed.
Just got the one shirt that we wear together.
Personally, between me and you, I'd get another shirt, but I don't want to make... I don't mind having one shirt, but one shirt like this, I wouldn't get excited.
We will post a picture of the show on the website so you can see Jackie Mason's new fashion show that he's doing at the Wyndham Theatre at the moment. So you've been doing it now a week, this brand new show. It's your UK farewell tour. Why is this? What have we done? Why is it the farewell show?
First you told me I'm an old comedian.
And now you said you're an old man.
And now you're telling me you can't understand why I'm quitting. First you sound like I'm passing away in an hour. Now you're pretending that you can't believe it that I'm quitting. Why don't you admit it? You can't believe that I'm still living is what you meant.
I would never
You're
say
not
that.
Surprised that I'm leaving.
I would never
of
say that.
Of course you wouldn't say it. We're not asking you what you would say. But you gave yourself away with the whole introduction. First he says, hello, older man. That's how he introduces me. Hello, older man. And now he says, why are you quitting? I can't believe it. You mean such an old man who looks like... Who has an hour to leave is actually living.
I never said it.
You didn't say it.
What a welcome, eh?
I'm passing away now.
It took you a week to find out I'm here.
Yeah. Here's your Diet Coke. Hopefully that all.
Thanks a lot. Thank God there's a person who actually does something for a living here.
I wouldn't call it for a living.
The only person that's actually working here. I see three people standing around doing nothing. And all of a sudden, a kid without a job shows up with this.
with a Diet Coke for Jackie Mason. I last saw you on stage probably maybe about 10 years ago. You were doing a show here in London. And, my God, you're all over that stage. It's constant. The jokes, you don't let up for a second.
I challenge myself to be as funny as possible with every line. And as soon as I have a dead weight for more than 10 seconds, I work hard to make up for it. Either I throw it out or I compensate for it. I don't allow myself any moment without a laugh.
Yeah.
If I don't overwhelm them with comedy, I feel I'm in the wrong business.
Absolutely.
And that's why I think that people construct the joke so that they talk a minute and a half, 2 minutes, 3 minutes before they get a punchline. Don't waste anybody's time calling yourself a comedian if it takes you that long to get a laugh. My sister-in-law.
Matt, could you get a copy of Loot? I think I might need a new job. We'll have more from Jackie Mason after this. We are XFM.
Oh, you actually have somebody who sponsors the show?
What a great hour.
This must be news to you.
XFM. £15, Matthew. That's all this will cost you. Just £15.
What's this link?
Yeah, I've started to charge on an individual basis.
paper listen.
Yeah, exactly. And £15 is all you will have to pay for this sightseeing tour. Now, you're just back from Belgium. Did you see the sights?
I saw quite a few. Well, no, mainly the sights inside bars, to be honest.
Oh.
But yes, it's very nice.
You didn't see anything in... Was it Brussels?
I've been there before, so I've seen a lot of the sights before.
So the Grand Place.
Yeah, the Grand Place. Yeah,
Mannequin Piece.
A meal in the Grand Place, yeah.
Did you have a waffle and a bit of chocolate?
Yes.
Did you dress all in lace?
No.
Did you have some frites?
Yes.
Did you eat some chocolate?
No.
Did you drink all the strongest beers Europe can offer?
Yes, including one that tasted like a cake, which is still I can still taste now.
Wow.
It's horrible.
It's the taste of Belgium.
Yeah.
Well, that cost you more than £15, but would it be better than this? £15 for a sightseeing tour of the M25.
Whoa.
Saying, if you're on a budget, you know, and you want to do a stag do... A sightseeing tour of the M25 could be it. It's been so successful, in fact, Matthew, that extra dates have been laid on. So this isn't like a daily thing. You've got to book in. But day trippers pay £15 to spend 4 hours travelling around the 117 miles of motorway, which has been dubbed the UK's largest car park. So this is very much for moving car park fans. The subject, of course, of Chris Rea's hit The Road to Hell just 3 years after it was completed. I'm sort of doing the tour now, aren't I?
Yeah.
For anyone who is on the M25 now, just, you know, make your checks payable to me for the £15. This is a bus company, Brighton and Hove Bus Company, have added tour dates in April and May. The fun-packed trip takes in the amazing sights of the Queen Elizabeth II Bridge in Dartford, Kent. Ever seen that?
No, I may have done, but I've never noticed it.
Well, exactly.
I've never had it pointed out.
Open your eyes, Matt. That's what I'm saying. And of course, Terminal 5. So you don't just get, I want to be clear, you don't just get the Queen Elizabeth II Bridge, you also get Terminal 5. Wow. in that 4-hour tour. And the coach firm spokesman says, I think the M25 is worth looking at in a bit more depth, especially now there are new services being built at Cobham and Surrey.
Oh, the new Cobham services.
Yeah.
We all want to have a look at them from an open-top bus.
Well, absolutely. He doesn't specify, though, whether that is whether the services are part of the tour or merely offer respite from the tour.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I suppose either way, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
£15, Matt?
I'm in. Yeah, so it could take 4 hours. It may take 8, depending on traffic, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll have to check.
Longer.
XFM. How cool is Obama?
Oh, he's still cool.
Still cool, isn't he?
He's still got the cool factor.
He's still got that cool factor. I mean, last month there was that video that surfaced of him, wasn't there? Singing Al Green's Let's Stay Together.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't realise he had that voice.
Yeah.
But it's in there. He's got everything. He's got the whole package.
Mm.
Well, he's built on that. He's built on that. For some reason, they had some kind of blues night at the White House.
Yeah.
And Jagger was there. Jeff Beck, B.B. King, and Obama got up and started singing. We got a clip of it. Listen to this.
Baby, don't you want to go?
Yeah.
Same old place, sweet home Chicago.
Yeah. It's amazing. He just sounds amazing.
Yeah.
You know what we've got over here?
Yeah.
We've got David Cameron, who, after Prime Minister's questions, apparently fist bumped Andrew Lansley.
Oh no.
This is a pasty white middle aged man fist bumping another pasty white middle aged man.
Dear.
After a zinger, probably, wasn't it? It was after an amazing zinger.
Wow.
Good lord. That's what, I mean, what's he going to do? You know, how does he build on this? Now he's really reading the papers, isn't he? About Obama's done what? Oh, but I did the fist bump. Now Obama's doing the blues.
Well, he needs to start doing the finger click.
He's going to have to do the finger snap, isn't he? He's
going
to have to start kissing his teeth. He's going to end up, after PMQs, he's going to end up just drinking cans of lager outside McDonald's in a shopping precinct. Just hanging around with other youths in his sort of hoodie, isn't he?
Yeah.
Just driving very slowly around the bus station in his hot hatch. The sound of Flo Rida.
Yeah.
Something like that. Dappy, he's going to hang out with Dappy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we need. We need. Remember the famous thing with Noel Gallagher rocking up at number 10?
Yeah.
Needs to do that again, but with Dappy. And
does, just purely with grime pop artists.
If he's going to compete with Obama, Obama's got the blues.
Yeah.
Cameron needs grime.
Yeah, he does.
That's what's happening there.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Good morning, you're listening to the XFM Breakfast Show, and you join me not in our usual kind of bunker, Dave, in London's Leicester Square, but instead in a very fancy hotel room somewhere in Knightsbridge.
Without a bed.
Yeah, without a bed. Some kind of futon. He's got very simple tastes, this man. He is iconic, he's handsome, he's super cool, he's dapper, he oozes talent, he's got a very neat haircut. He would make anyone proud as a lover. He is terrific. Star of the excellent new film, Safe House. He is Denzel Washington. Hello.
Thank you. I make that check out to whom?
That's all free. That's the welcome you get on this show.
Thank you.
You're in London at the moment. You enjoy London?
I love London. Love London.
What did you get up to in London?
I've just been working. I haven't had a chance to really get out, but I've been coming to London since 1986 when I made a... We filmed a part of the Richard Attenborough movie, Cry Freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so been here for many years.
Many years.
Many years. Onslow Gardens, that's the first place I stayed off the old Brompton Road.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't imagine it was very fancy.
It was nice.
Okay,
it was nice.
No complaints.
I was actually here, you probably weren't even born yet, when they had the hurricane back in 87.
Oh, no,
I
watched that. Yeah,
yeah.
Michael Fish was to blame for that, the weatherman. He said it was going to be fine.
That's
though.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
Well,
he parks cars now.
All the Michael Fish exclusives here on XFM. Safe House, which opens in cinemas across the country this week. It's fantastic. Denzel, you know, you're promoting this at the moment. I believe after this, there is a film involving Robert Zemeckis. Zemeckis, in which you play a friendly alcoholic.
A friendly alcoholic. Airplane pilot.
Right.
Okay. Cocaine addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah, fly with us.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's got anecdotes. You know, he's one of those guys. However, you know, I imagine he wants to do something a little bit lighter after that. It's one of those things.
Yeah, look, I'm actually looking at something. I won't say what right now, but yeah. An interesting two-hander that's a lot lighter and... Well, it might work out. We'll see.
Well, you want my advice?
Do it.
Don't do it. No, because we have got some, we've got some better suggestions for you. Oh, I imagine. Okay. It comes courtesy of our listeners. We do a thing called Snap My Pitch Up, where we take A-list stars and take care of them. You know, make sure their next few projects are correct for them.
Okay.
So these were suggested by some of our listeners. Tom in Williston says, will you ask Denzel if you'd be interested in this? It's a TV vehicle, I believe. It's called Dental Flossing Done with Denzel Washington. A dental hygienist travels around London searching for folk at greatest risk from gum disease, explaining at great length the benefits of a daily floss in addition to the usual brushing.
Why don't you say that? Just finished the last episode last night.
Is that right?
Just finished shooting it.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry. Denzel's way ahead of you on that one. What about Denzwell? Posh in town. Denzel visits areas known for their colloquialisms and poor grammar. He sits on a throne in the local town hall. Culprits are thrown in front of him. They start speaking. Denzel repeats their words back to them, having poshed them up a bit. All are happy. That's from Kat.
That's me at home.
Really? Correcting people's grammar?
Yeah, correcting my kids. I sit up on a throne. I go, you know.
Wow, well, why haven't you made this into a TV vehicle?
Well, it just hadn't come out yet. Wait for the new season.
I mean, absolutely.
Don't want to, you know, overload the market with my brilliance.
No, don't stop flooding that market. We are... the M25 tour that I was talking about earlier on. Already, the people in charge have taken that little bit of the interview, well, not the interview, of me rambling on about the M25, and they're celebrating it.
Brilliant.
I hope that other radio stations are also reflecting this M25 tour.
Yeah, everyone's going to be talking about that.
Other stops could they make? There's obviously the Cobham new services. There's obviously the Queen Elizabeth II Bridge. The
famous Clackett Lane services.
Services.
To see them from a raised vantage point, it'd be quite a treat.
It would. Would you stop there? Would you stop there for lunch, maybe?
Yeah, I'd stop at all the services.
What is there at Clackett? Is there a little chef, or is it?
I think it's a little chef, possibly an overpriced Burger King.
What are we doing, then? Why are we talking about someone else's tour when we could do our own?
Yeah.
I've got access to a vehicle.
Right, okay.
You know, you have got the knowledge.
Let's do the show on tour of the M25.
Great, that is a terrific idea. Actually, why don't you do it as a sort of a pilot scheme and we'll just keep crossing to you. Overnight. We could do it on the show before as well. Rich Walters could cover the first half of your M25 tour and then we'll...
Yeah. Okay, that sounds great.
All right, off you go. XFL! I've noticed a strange trend in the papers today, Matt.
Mm.
Well, there's this, first of all. Giant picture in The Guardian. Of a massive crowd of people holding one man aloft in the very centre. He's wearing a blue hoodie. And it was the annual Shrove Tuesday ball game yesterday. 813 years this has been going on in this village in Warwickshire. Guess what the rules are to Shrove Tuesday ball game?
Does it involve pancakes or...?
Does not involve.
No.
Does not.
No.
Basically a heavy leather ball which is filled with water. There are no teams and no goals. The only rule is that the winner is whoever's got this massive water-filled ball after 2 hours. He's got to hang onto a ball.
Oh, you're right. It's like a melee through the town. People just trying to grab it off him.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could just sit on it, couldn't you? Something like that for 2 hours. Not a great game.
Nice.
Then there's weird. Then there's this other new sport which has come out called Ultimate Taser Ball. Mm. And you've got to hold a ball and then you're zapped with the 300,000-volt stun gun. And you've got to keep hold of the ball. I'm not sure this is technically legal. but there have been no official games played. So no official games played. They've basically just made a video where a man is shot with a taser gun and drops a ball. Doesn't sound thrilling.
I hope they don't try that in Warwickshire.
I hope they don't try
tasering the guy with a water ball.
I hope they don't try it anywhere, Matt, because I'm a responsible broadcaster.
That sounds horrible.
I don't limit my rules to just the Warwickshire region.
Yeah.
It does sound horrible. Yeah. I mean, we've got a clip of it. We're not going to play it because it's just the sound of a man dropping a ball. But it got me thinking, about little games that you play with yourself or maybe in your office or little games that only you know the rules of. Maybe your own kind of office Olympics or little, you know, maybe you're on a coach journey and it's the only thing you can do to keep yourself from falling asleep. What do you do, Matt? Have you got a little game you play?
Well, I sort of play a game with stones on the pavement when I walk around.
How old are you again? You're mid-30s, aren't you?
I first developed it. Delivering the Nottingham Herald and Post, a free sheet.
Oh, yeah, back in the glory days.
So to pass the time, I would kick stones into lampposts.
Ah.
And basically, you score a goal if you kick it right onto the lamppost. It's
brilliant.
Great. Try it yourself.
That's
sometimes
good.
You accidentally hit cars and that's not good.
What's your high score?
I've sometimes got like 8 in a row.
8 in a row?
Yeah, that was like amazing. And I'll often commentate.
Yeah.
Sometimes in my head, sometimes out loud.
You would commentate
on the event, yeah.
And you still do this?
Occasionally now, not so much. Not so much anymore.
So you walk around kicking stones into lampposts and speaking out loud. And you think this is all right? You think this is normal? You think this is fine?
It's all part of the game,
yeah.
Okay?
I love it that you've even now said it out loud. You've broadcast it. And even until I pointed out that it was weird, you didn't think it was weird.
Yeah.
Dave, anything from you? Any weird little sports you
Well, it's not as cool as that.
Cool.
But me and my girlfriend had a little bit of a dispute as to who could wash up fastest.
That sounds like a trick that she's played on you like you're a toddler.
Yeah.
Oh, who can put their toys away the fastest?
Well, I fell for
Baby
it.
Baby Dave can.
And then each night for a week,
yeah,
we timed each other. And each night, one of us had to do the washing up. And we timed the person to see who could do it quicker.
Do you ever feel like the magic's gone from your relationship? Do you ever feel like maybe, you know, eking out an existence together?
That's the most excitement we had all week.
If you're timing yourself when you're doing when you're doing washing up, it's maybe it's time to reinvigorate your life, your love life there. When I was a kid, I used to blink at Ford Capris.
What?
Yeah. I used to blink at Ford Capris because in my head, that meant that if I blinked at the Ford Capris enough, as an adult, I would have a Ford Capri.
Oh, right.
It hasn't happened. Uh-huh. It has not worked. For some reason, that system broke down. I don't know how this happened. It's almost like an OCD thing. I'd see a Capri and I'd have to blink. And the longer I blinked, the more I liked that Capri.
Yeah.
And that colour, maybe it was metallic gold, something like that. And the more likely it became that I would get that Capri.
So you'd hold the blink with your eyes shut for a long time.
That's right. As we were driving through maybe a shopping centre or something like that, I would see the Capri. I feel like I'm now confessing too much. XFM. Man, it's not long now till the Olympics, is it?
No, Matt.
It's not long, is it? How long did they last, the Olympics? Is it like 3 weeks?
Like a few weeks, isn't it? Yeah.
It's going to be exciting year in London, isn't it?
It's going to be a lot of people on the tubes.
I love how he goes straight for that. I go, it's going to be an exciting time for London. A lot of people on the tubes, though.
Yeah.
What are the other dark, dark thoughts you're having about the Olympics as London prepares to celebrate one of the most exciting events in the world?
It should be good, shouldn't it?
I think it'll be great.
Showpiece.
Is that what you're referring to the Olympics as?
That's what it is. Showpiece for London.
It's a showpiece for London. M25, of course.
Exactly. Look how many more people are going to go on the tour.
It's not just going to be the most talked about road in Britain, is it?
No.
It's going to be the world, the world over.
Yeah.
Be trending on Twitter. What else is happening as well? I mean, you're doing the London Marathon pretty soon, Dave?
I am. In April, I'm doing the London Marathon for Harris Hospice, yes.
Has Matt sponsored you yet?
Matt?
Yes, I'm going to. After payday, actually.
So, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the first thing you're doing? Yeah. When it's payday.
First thing I'll do. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Watch this space.
People feel remarkably generous when it's payday, don't they? As well, probably I would say like 30-40% more generous.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
I think so.
I would take the average of what people have been sponsoring, Dave, yeah, and just up it by 40% or so.
That is so kind of you, Matt.
It is kind, isn't it?
You say that. Not people with a new baby and a mouth to feed. that wasn't along a couple of months ago.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
but I will give generously. Don't worry.
I imagine you've been saving since.
How much
I
the average? How much do most people?
I'm not sure what the average is. But Dave will find out.
We'll
then
add it up.
I like how you're saying that you've got an extra mouth to feed. It just means having to order an extra thing at Nando's with you. That kid has been raised on chicken. XFM. So Gareth, are you ready to play Quiz Face?
I am. Yes.
Then, Gareth, let's get quizzical.
Quison.
Quison. Here we go, Gareth. Vectorscope is one of the largest science corporations on the west coast of the United States of Americans. They have chosen Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton, a free-spirited fighter pilot with no respect for life, for a top-secret miniaturization program.
top secret.
All is ready to go, Gareth. When suddenly, a group of hired thugs invade Vectorscope. Oh, no! They're wearing masks and they have basic weaponry. They're after the miniaturization software. Thinking quickly, Ozzy, a scientist, manages to escape with you, Tuck Pendleton, miniaturized in a syringe. He has to save you. But where will he put you? Where?
Max Dyson.
He injects you into XFM Newshound and Nottinghamshire's number one son, Matt Dyson, who's asleep on a bench, even though he's supposed to be at a screening with his colleagues. Gareth, in you go. Oh. Gareth, look. You're inside Matt Dyson.
It's beautiful.
It's alright, isn't it? It's beautiful, isn't it? So beautiful. It's very warm. Mainly because he was out late last night at the launch of a new pet food in Dalston. So he's full of wonderful canapes. Look around you, Gareth. What colour is it in there?
Orange.
It's orange, isn't it? Yes. It's all gloopy. It's all gloopy, isn't it? Look, over there, there's a Nando's floating by.
Yep.
And look over there, just past that Nando's. There's another Nando's, isn't there?
Nando's
in Nando's.
Yeah, exactly. It's Nando's squared. Gareth, you could stay inside Matt Dyson forever. In fact, that is the internal tourist board slogan.
You could stay inside Matt Dyson forever.
Yeah, but you can't, can you? Because there's work to be done. Because Matt Dyson's immune system has just woken up from lunch. And it wants to know why there's a tiny Tuck Pendleton swimming about inside him. Oh, Gareth, look. It's the red and the white blood cells. They're sluggish after another long lunch at the Garrick. They're drunk. And they're angry, but they are determined. They're attacking you, Gareth. They're coming at you. You're not going to survive this. Exactly.
Stop it.
You need to prove you belong inside Matt Dyson. Quickly, hide behind his pancreas and try and crack the DNA code. Questions that run through Matt Dyson's DNA like a runner runs through a running track.
DNA Dyson.
Quickly, Gareth, the white blood cell wants to know the following.
You there. What was Brian Clough's middle name?
Any ideas, Gareth? Brian Clough's middle name?
Jim.
You're saying Jim?
Attack.
No, they're attacking.
Oh, no.
The white blood cells are attacking you. Now his gallstones are joining in. They want to know They want to know the following.
You, stranger, for how many days did Brian Clough manage Leeds United?
How many days did Brian Clough manage Leeds United, Gareth?
Four.
No! Attack! They're attacking you harder! You're not going to survive this, Gareth. Now his kidney's in on the action.
Leave me alone!
What does his kidney want to know?
Traveller, at which club did Brian Clough begin his managerial partnership with Peter Taylor?
Very specific Brian Clough questions, Gareth, from Matt Dyson's kidney. Any ideas?
Leeds and that?
No, oh my lord, you're all but a goner. You're destined to float aimlessly and lifelessly around inside Matt Dyson for all eternity. A listless, forgotten mini-man bumping against his gristly organs, swimming helplessly around in the dark orange gloop of his Nando's-based internals. unless, Gareth...
Yeah, that bit's all right.
There is one last thing you can answer, Gareth. If you cut Matt Dyson, does he not bleed Nottingham Forest? Does he not bleed Brian Howard Clough? Yes. Yes, Nottinghamshire's third best under-10s newsreader does. But, Gareth, there is one other thing Matt Dyson bleeds. Gareth, he is this thing. Gareth, you are this thing. In many ways, Gareth, we are this thing. But what is this thing as you run out of oxygen, your limp, tiny fingers clinging to Dyson's appendix, a passing bubble of dysoxygen whispers this into your tiny ear.
Complete the sentence. We are...
XFM.
Yay! He did it! He did it! Oh, Gareth, well done.
Oh.
You cling to that little bubble of oxygen and Dyson burps you out. You've been burped out of Dyson, and not many listeners can say that.
XFM.
Bit more information for you, Matthew. Mm. A bit more information for you on the M25 Orbital Coach Tour.
Brilliant.
It's got its own website details here. This day, just a whole day, is designed for lovers of modern coach travel. The M25 has been named the least entertaining and most boring road in Britain. So both those things, both the least entertaining and the most boring, will drive you up the A23 and A25 to begin our tour at Junction 7 on the M25. Controversial starting point there, Matthew. Yeah. Would you have started at Junction 7?
Certainly not, no.
Where would you start?
A lot earlier. Start at Junction 1, you know.
Start as you mean to go on. Yeah, and then build up. It then says, we're keeping it as a surprise whether we'll travel clockwise or anti-clockwise. But suffice to say, all the great opportunities to see the amazing sights around this iconic motorway will be available. So suffice to say, those will be available whether clockwise or anti-clockwise. Our guided commentary will reveal a whole host of fascinating facts about the UK's most talked about road. And they liven it up as well. It's an entertaining commentary by the co-driver, but then passengers are invited to guesstimate to the nearest mile the distance the coach will travel around the route. A bottle of champagne is the prize for the closest, Matt.
Bit of fun.
Yeah, it is a bit of fun, but then, in quite stern language and in bold, in the event of a draw, the winner will be drawn from a hat. So, you know, they have thought of everything. So we have asked you this morning for your homemade sports, the things you do to entertain yourself when life is otherwise a little bit boring. Lee from Burko says, Danny, me and the wife play a game called Cold Coke from the Fridge. And they got a gulp, right? They got a gulp. The cold Coke. So they take a freezing cold bottle of Coke out, and they have to see how many gulps they can do. I imagine before they get a head rush or it all goes a bit crazy. And he says that his wife holds the record at 6 gulps in a row, and it has to be from a new bottle. That's the only rule. New bottle in the fridge, how many gulps? Boom, 6. Well done.
It's a good game. Ian from Tottenham makes me feel a little less crazy. He used to walk down the street during his youth in Oxford and slap plants that overhung front garden walls. Just like his wrestling heroes used to do, like high-fiving people on their way to the ring.
That's fantastic.
Sometimes even singing the theme tune. Ooh. I sometimes catch myself doing this now. Good, keep doing it.
Yeah,
Ian.
Keep doing it.
Keep
doing
you young.
It. Don't be ashamed. Anonymous says, me and my friends play a game called crabbing at boring parties and clubs. It's basically us running from dark corner to dark corner, pretending to be terrified crabs. When people spot us, they either think we're weird or they join us in being crabs. You must always run sideways and make your hands into pincers. And they follow up just with the word crabbing. Just reiterate the word crabbing there. Excellent. Thank you very much. Crabbing's great.
English teacher Selena. When overseeing exams, we used to play spot the student with the worst of a certain attribute, e.g. haircut, acne, etc. The first teacher to stand behind the worst offender won the game. It was a bit cruel, but it passed the time.
Wow! Man, it's like, you know when you get to the age where some of your mates start becoming teachers, yeah, and you've known them from growing up, and you're like, that person should not be a teacher.
No, yeah.
You know you're getting old, but I mean, I didn't realise that teachers do that kind of stuff. It's amazing. Paul, it's a Paul, everybody. When I do the weekly big shop, I play beat the checkout teller. I try and pack the groceries faster than the teller can scan and slide them to me. They often subconsciously engage as they tend to speed up because they're so used to piling up your groceries. And he follows this up with a tip for anyone who wants to play beat the teller. To slow them down, sometimes I put lemons and limes in the same plastic bag, forcing them to open up the bag and separate them. I win 50% of the time. Good work, Paul. That's not a bad
stat. They could get sacked for a drastically reduced scan speed.
Or they could up their game.
Yeah, well. Johnny in Hampton, in a previous life as a waiter, we used to covertly place coloured plastic clothes pegs on colleagues, and you get a bonus for customers in the dining room. It's disallowed if you're caught pegging. The winner has done the most pegging by the end of the dinner service.
Pegging?
And actually peg people eating in the restaurant.
It's pretty. I love how, you know, it just seems so natural to talk about pegging.
Fancy
or crabbing.
Pegging.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Just
yeah,
a little bit of pegging. Joe Hemel Hempstead. My husband and I like to make light of the laborious task of making the bed after I've washed the sheets. We time ourselves to make the bed. Our new record is a staggering 1.67 minutes. Wow. I sent a dinner party, Dave. You, Hannah, Joe and her partner. You guys could have a lot of fun together. Maybe that would liven up a bit of wife swapping with the... No, I'll move on.
Robin Plymouth. Two words, scalpel darts.
Oh,
I hope he doesn't work in a hospital.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Here's one as well. Me and the kids used to play Sweet or Sour on a journey to work or school. We would smile and wave or even hoot to the horn at complete strangers. And you get points for waves and smiles and shout sweet. No points for sour. Sweet and sour. Try it yourself.
Yeah.
Thanks, Karina.
We absolutely will. Dave in Essex, confirm us to Dave. What's yours?
When we used to be bored at work, we used to play a game called Top Pocket. Basic idea of the game was to see how many paper clips you could get in the top pocket of the person sitting opposite you. At the end of the day, we'd count them up and the winner was chosen.
Wow, that's great. Top pocket, everybody. Anna, confirm us to Anna, simply stares at people and if they end up having eye contact, she gets a point. That's what a great thing. Nobby and Camden, they play yellow car when they're out on the journey. If they see a yellow car, they shout out, yellow car. It's amazing the things you do. Any
at school, we played punch bug. When a VW Beetle drove past you, you just had to punch the person closest to you. Lots resulting in dead arms. That was the
is that right? Is that what happens? School, yeah. And finally, Sophie in Croydon says, there's a game called The Game. You are constantly playing the game, and you lose the game when you remember you're playing the game. Sometimes you don't lose for months at a time. I've just lost the game, sad face. That's all there is to it. You are now playing the game too.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I play that game and I lost about a week ago last time to my friend Edward.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What? Well, you've just lost again, I imagine.
I've just lost again, yeah.
You're on a real losing streak at the moment.
He emailed me last week and just said you lost.
Is that right?
Yeah,
well, didn't he lose by remembering it first?
No, but then he told me that I'd lost, so I'd lost.
Well, what's the running score so far?
He always gets me.
Really?
I forget that I'm in the game.
Oh, blimmin' Edward. Yeah.
I'm confirmed listener Gareth, and I just won Quizface. Mere moments before I go off to do a dubious sounding exam about emergency lights and stuff like that. I won a mug for my efforts, meaning I'm an outcast. As confirmed listeners everywhere fix me with jealous stares. Yes, I'm happy because I'm the best. Thank you, XFM, and remember, a red light means emergency.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station. On the planet.
XFM. We're going to play Early Learning X List. Now, if you're unfamiliar with this feature, my infant son is a big fan of XFM, big fan of the playlist. And so every now and again, perhaps in the bath or on the sofa when he's finished watching CBeebies, I will record him singing another X List sort of classic. For example, we have had Lana Del Rey.
Coffee or
pizza things. We followed that up, of course, with Bruises by Band of Skulls.
Something good.
Blur we had the other day, didn't we?
Doesn't work well. Bubble bath.
He does take liberties with some of the lyrics. He went for bubble bath instead of herbal bath. I'm not sure he's very familiar with. We don't really give him any herbal baths. So, here's the next one, okay? And I want you to identify... I would say the band and the song. Is that what we're going for? The band and the song. You know, it starts off a little bit difficult, but there's a moment where it really kicks in. He makes the song his own, and it really comes alive. So I want the name, please, of the track and also the name of the band. My infant son, take it away.
Infant name is the cheese. Is it well? Take moving. The cheapest for me. Is it time in sunshine? Go to do it. Down. Take moving. The cheapest for me. Do it. I'm a rock. And
all there you go. What was great there was Work Experience Steve was just looking around going, I've got no idea what this is. But then it really kicks in at the
just
last moment.
Admiring the confidence growing in his vocal every time I hear him.
Thank you. That's terrific. You know, I've worked a lot with him. I can't take all the credits. Some of it is just natural talent, I suppose.
Impressive.
But he's good as well. Should we play it one more time? Here it is.
If a knife is a cheese, where is it well? Take moving the cheapest for me.
Is
it time in sunshine? Cause I enjoy it. Down. Take moving the cheapest for me. Enjoy it. I'm a rock and roll star.
So, the name of the band, please, and the name of the track.
We are
You can't call it a ring road, man. It's to do it at the service.
It's the orbital.
It's the orbital.
It's the orbital.
Who was calling it a ring road?
Baby Dave.
Masterman over there.
It's a ring road, right?
Technically, it's a ring road, yeah, but I mean, you can't just call it a ring road.
It's belittling
of
the orbital
road. Belittle it.
It's like Coventry has a ring road.
Well, Manchester has a ring road.
Pretty impressive raised section, but this is an orbital.
Raised section or flyover? Is it a flyover?
It's like the whole thing is like a flyover above the city.
It's a massive flyover.
It's amazing.
It's terrific, isn't it? Yeah, don't belittle the M25. If anything, belarge it. Belarge the M25 right up. Orbital. This guy.
We are
XFM.
We asked you to play Early Learning X-List. Far and away, you all got it correct, pretty much. A couple of people saying, is it Keane? A couple of people saying, is it the Strokes? The Kooks make another appearance in the guesswork there, Matt. They must just have an infantile sound.
Yeah,
okay. That's just the only explanation. I mean, I would never say that. That's the opinion of Matt Dyson, of course. But let's get confirmed listener James on the line. James, are you there?
All right, mate, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. Conference start. We played you, my infant son, singing, didn't we? And this is what we played you, James.
Is it time in sunshine? Cause enjoy it. Down. Then moving the surface for me. Enjoy it. I'm a rock and roll star.
So, James, we played that to you. We asked you for the band name as well as the track name. Any thoughts on the singing voice of my infant son? Any tips?
Maybe in a few years he could be the next Liam Gallagher.
Oh, now, why would you say that exactly? What is your guess?
I'd say Oasis, rock and roll star.
James, let's find out.
If a night is a change.
Nice.
Is he well? That's really us for me. Is it time in sunshine? Go enjoy it, John. There's no room for me. I'm a rock and roll star.
Yes, James, it was. It was rock and roll star, Oasis.
We are
XFM.
So, everybody, your angry nerd rants are already pouring in. People angry about toothpaste, people angry at team leaders, IT, about last night's Brits broadcast, and the problems they had with that. What about us in the studio? What Matt's angry about? Furiously tapping away on his miniature keyboard. That's another thing. Why do we get these miniature keyboards in the studio?
I know, yeah.
All this space surrounding us and tiny keyboards. You know? The mouse is standard size. Why not the keyboard, Matt?
Yeah, good question.
Good question, isn't it? What's your angry nerd rant?
Damn you, stocks and shares app on my iPhone. You seem to be immovable.
Yeah.
No matter how hard I try, I cannot delete you like I can other apps to free up more space for things I'll actually use.
Yeah.
Why, Apple? Why?
What is it about the stocks and shares
thing? Why insist on making a mandatory app?
Yeah.
I don't want any apps to be mandatory.
No, it should be choice. You're pro-choice.
I don't want it.
Absolutely. Whoa. Good for you. That's a real outburst.
Yeah.
Dave.
Hey, generic GPS-style running chip.
Right.
Why so indecisive?
Yeah.
1 minute I've run 5 miles at an impressive pace of 9 miles an hour. Next minute I've run 14 miles at only 3 miles an hour. You're toying with my emotions. You're messing with my expectations. Oh. You're shattering my dreams. Man. You're ruining my life.
Oh, Dave, you all right?
He's going.
Oh, good Lord, look at that. There's a little tear in his eye.
More accuracy, please.
Hey, tiny rubber ringlets that form a small cushion or barrier around in-ear headphones. Why are you perishable? Why are we using perishable rubber in this instance? Can we not develop a non-perishable rubber for our in-ear needs? Non-perishable rubber does not seem a Western decadence. It seems a sensible solution if used in moderation when discussing the issues surrounding in-ear audio solutions. And I'm putting that to bed.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, thank you. Look at that, Matt, punching the air in agreement.
XFM.
Shall we do guess two? Guess two. Yes, we will. That's what we'll do. All right, we have 60 seconds from now. Caller, are you there?
I am.
It's a man caller, and he sounds fairly close. It's a very clear line. Are you in London, caller?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Are you in England?
Yeah.
You are in England, but it doesn't sound like you're entirely certain. is this to do with a piece of academic research?
No.
No. Is it, was it a newspaper story this week?
It has been highlighted, yes.
It's been highlighted this week, but where was it mainly taking place? Was it last week or this week?
It's been over the last couple of weeks, but last definitely...
Last couple of weeks. And are you at the centre of this story?
Not myself, no.
Are you a sort of a witness to it?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of. Are you an expert of some kind?
No.
You're not. Are you a celebrity?
No.
Oh, man, it's difficult. It's difficult, Matt.
There wasn't much to go on there.
Much to go on, was there? We managed to find out he was in England.
That's it. We can confirm that much.
That about as far as we got. Corley, will you please reveal your name and why we're talking?
I'm Gavin Owen. I'm the Days Out coordinator at Brighton Hove Bus and Coach Company.
Whoa! Yes!
And it's to do with the M25.
No way! Wow! Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
I'm very well also. Man, that's a quick turnaround, Dave.
Yeah, we were reactive today.
It's only about an hour ago. That's the quickest ever. I'll be honest, Gavin. Usually Dave dredges stuff up from about 10 days ago. So that was great. So what is your connection with the company?
I plan all the Days Out tours and trips that
we do,
and obviously this M25 one is one of our trips.
It very much forms the centrepiece of the Brighton Hove Buses organisation at the moment. So you've got your day-to-day stuff that you do, you know, the jobs that keep the company going, and then there are these extravagant ones, like the M25 Orbital Tour. Can you sell it to us?
The M25 Orbital Tour is designed for lovers of probably modern coach travel. Mm. As we all know, the M25 has had its ups and downs.
Certainly.
But we thought we'd put it together as a flight of fantasy around the M25. And the drivers give you a commentary of various things around the M25,
sure,
including like the services and sites that you will see, like the Dartford Crossing and so forth.
And so forth and so on, exactly. So a flight of fantasy around the M25. And what kind of facts are they likely to give us about, say, the service stations of Britain's most talked about roadway?
They'll obviously tell you about things like how much concrete's been used,
mm,
when it was opened, and things like that.
I see.
It's quite... intrigue. I don't want to try and give too much.
No, don't. Well, no, please don't give away. Don't give away all the surprises.
We'll be going on it. The good thing about it is they're always going to have a bottle of champagne that they can win by guessing the amount of miles that the coach actually does on the trip.
What happens in the event of a tie?
The names will be drawn out of a hat.
Excellent. Good. So long as you've got a backup system, that's important to have. And these lovers of modern day coach travel, how many are there, would you say, in the country at any one time?
As in how many trips we do, you mean?
How many individual lovers of modern day coach travel are there?
There's loads of people. Yeah. I mean, we probably carry sort of 3,000 to 5,000 people over the whole year.
Wow.
If not more. But no, they're very, very popular, and you get quite a mixed range of people as well, young and old.
Absolutely. Gavin, thank you so much. You've sold it very well indeed. For lovers of modern-day coach travel, this, of course, is the flight of fantasy around Britain's most talked-about road. Gavin, everybody!
Yeah.
XFM. I wonder what we've learned today. Dave's learned. Dave, speak at us.
Well, it was a morning of discovery today on the XFM Breakfast Show. We discovered Danny is using very specific types of vegetable to prop open his faulty window.
That's a fruit, technically.
Yeah, I knew that. Danny discovered that programme associate Steve quite fancies performing a rap on tomorrow's broadcast, so that's going to happen. Well, and Jackie Mason discovered that this show lacks in chairs, shirts and sponsorship.
It does. It lacks all three. Matt.
Snap my picture up extra here
for those who stuck with us.
Great.
The pictures didn't make the cut or came in too late. Two for you. Marky Mark. It was about Mark Wahlberg.
It was, wasn't it?
For Mark Wahlberg. Yes. Just to reset that.
That's right.
Yes. Marky Mark's Marky Mark's. Wahlberg assesses the merits of various canvas outdoor entertainment shelters.
Right.
And Marky Mark's shark farts. Wahlberg goes in search of farting sharks. He goes deep into the dangerous ocean trying to capture a shark farting and then record it on his fartometer.
Right, we'll put all these to, to Mark Wahlberg in just a few minutes after the show today. Today's show saw topics as wide-ranging as Prime Minister's Question Time, fist-bumping, hot hatches, cherry tomatoes as rudimentary propping devices, St. Petersburg, the role of Russian literature in society, whether or not Matt should break a news embargo, Thorpe Park as a relevant destination for two men old enough to know better, and the M25's best junctions, and Lucy Virasamy.
XFM. Well, there you go. That was podcast number 30 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. Remember, you can listen live every day on 104.9 FM from 6:30 on DAB or online at xfm.co.uk. You probably stopped listening now. Bye-bye. Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.